This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now by Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, who is at her home studio in Bella Vista. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just happy that you're the only one that can see me. Because our listeners don't need that. They don't need that.
Perks of the radio.
I never thought that dressing up would be a clean sweatshirt.
2020 has changed a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to changing it back. You know, we've been looking at what's up, been looking back at 2020, and we really came to the realization that there are a lot of honest to God feel good stories, not you'll shoot yourself in the eye stories. And there are three categories that we wrote about that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
One of them is called the helpers. And they're people who figured out ways to continue to make the arts happen in spite of everything. One of them was Arkansas Staged and Laura Shatkus, who did the curbside theater thing.
Yes.
Where they actually wrote a show that was intended to be performed outdoors, socially distanced, for audiences that might not see theater, like people who live in low-income housing, people who live in group housing for disabilities. And it was free. And what a cool thing to do. And then there was the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum, who did the word of 2020 pivoted and made masks. They made thousands of masks. The House of Songs, that we usually think of as facilitating musicians getting together, also facilitated musicians learning how to deliver their music online.
Right.
You know, taught them how to use the recording equipment, how to use the lighting, how to make a video. How cool is that? One of the people they helped was Papa Rap. He said, you didn't know how to do these things. And he had just done his first virtual concert for an elementary school in North Little Rock and loved it.
Aww.
And then there's Ozcast, which is another part of the cachet thing that is just taking random artists and putting them on video. But you can find out more about that if you Google Ozcast. And then there's Meg Bourne, who does art feeds, who has put together art projects for kids. Then we talked about the fighters, people who found a way to do what they do that wasn't maybe what they expected. The Fort Smith Symphony and John Jeter, who continued to play live concerts.
Right.
John Jeter says he knows more about epidemiology and the way the air system works in the Fort Smith Civic Center than he ever wanted to know. But they've continued to play live music. The Shiloh Museum and the Museum of Native American History figured out how to put everything online. Exhibits, new walkthroughs, events online. This is not things they knew how to do. Arkansas Public Theater did both a one-off play called Master Gate, a play on words online, and did a serial called Amanda Kill online. Again, not a thing they knew how to do, but they did it to keep the arts going. Arts Live created a virtual world of art.
Oh, they did. They were one of the first ones that pivoted. I hate using that word, but that's all I have right now is they pivoted pretty early on. I remember talking to Mark Landon Smith about it.
He said they've had something like 16,000 views of their YouTube channel. And they're getting kids enrolling in classes from all over the country because they can.
Oh, how cool.
And getting teachers from other places because they can.
Sure.
And then Art Ventures took all of their stuff online, all of their exhibits. And then they got an amazing real space, and I'm so envious. The Putman House on Hill Avenue. I watched them restore that because I used to live right down the street from that house. And it's going to make a beautiful gallery space. But they took whole exhibits online early on, like right after the pandemic started. And then, of course, Crystal Bridges and the Momentary did stuff online and outdoors and on the side of the Momentary. And our arts community, compared to any place else, has just done the impossible over and over and not batted an eye about doing it. The funders is people who had to figure out how to help pay the bills, not just for themselves, but for individual artists. Like Sona has continued to do online stuff that pays their musicians. And they did a collaboration with Ballet Arkansas that paid the dancers. The Roots folks, Brian and Bernice Hembry, who have been making money so that they can feed musicians, is just absolutely astonishing. And if you can go back on our website and read these stories, it's been a rough week and they'll make you feel so much better.
I really like that perspective, you know, that even when things seem really dark, there's always a little bit of light if you look for it.
One of the lovely people I communicate with for the church page always sends me a little note at the bottom of her email. She's in her 80s and I love her. She might be listening. I better be careful. But she sent me a note and said, I hate all the bad news on the front page of the newspaper. And then she sent me a note that said, I just realized I insulted your employer. I'm so sorry. And I said, no, listen, that's the great thing about the newspaper is if you go past the front page, you can every single day find something to feel good about. Every day. This weekend in What's Up, we have a multi-page sneak peek inside the new Fayetteville Public Library. And that's the kind of thing that sustains us in interesting weeks like we've had.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing some of that with us. And we look forward to hearing about more helpers, fighters, and funders in 2021.
We'll come back and tell you.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.